Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. You can hear him every day from 2 to 6. And, of course, he has great podcasts, Cash the Ticket, and Always Aggravated. He is the one, the only, Mike Valenti. What's up, Michael?
What's up, gentlemen? How's everybody?
Everybody's good.
Hi, Mike.
I'm a little weirder than normal today, but whatever.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How are you, buddy? Stoney, you might have missed it. Stoney just told this story how he recently went to a movie on a Saturday night against the Ravens game, Titans and Ravens, and he thought it was very bizarre that people walked out of the movie theater eating popcorn.
Most people? Yeah, most people, when I go to the movies for years, people eat their popcorn in the theater. I never saw. There was like 10 people walking out eating popcorn. I thought it was strange. Lo and behold, I'm the strange one. All right. Before we get
You're
to.
You're kidding.
Yes. No, I'm not kidding. Before we get to football, you are a big fan of the New York Yankees. Do you feel any different about them losing on the Altuve walk-off when you saw the video of the buzzer and all that kind of crap that took place yesterday?
17, I was willing to let go of. I was more angry at Cashman for not getting Verlander that summer. Like, that's all I wanted. You knew it was going to happen. The light would go on, and he would dominate. And he did it to us. He killed us. And, all right, so they banged a garbage can and had a video system. I'm like, all right, that sucks. But whatever, it's one time. It doesn't explain. 19. I mean, this is different. I mean, this is now, like I think it was Alex Wood said it, you'd rather face a guy on steroids than a guy who knows what pitch is coming. It just became crystal clear. It's like, wait, if we're talking about devices, this isn't even a system that's kind of hokey pokey and banging the drum and all that. I mean, it is an outright potential for on-field technology. And yeah, I mean, I watched that game. I remember the smile on Chapman's face of like, how the F did Dick I know that pitch was coming? And why was he up in the box? You know, how could you ever expect back-to-back off-speed from Chapman when he throws 102? Like, yes, this is different. And if it happens, if it's proven, I think you're looking at Rob Manfred being gone. I think you're looking at ownership being forced out. And I think you're looking at no less than two-year bans for players. Or here's the other side, fellas, and this is the dark side. Or everybody does it.
Yeah,
like or
well,
everyone's doing it, and that's why no one thinks it's a big deal. I don't know.
And Mike, I kind of actually agree with that, but I also thought everybody did steroids too. But why is? And I heard
but
you yesterday.
Sorry, but steroids is different, Jeff.
Right.
But why though? Why is steroids?
Because,
you're still getting an advantage.
Bonds
you're still searching for that edge.
But Barry Bonds is already a Hall of Famer before doing roids. Steroids gives you the ability to be the better version of yourself, but you still got to be really good.
And it helps you heal from injuries, too.
But hold on a second, because I've always thought Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds do steroids, the greatest of the greatest, right? But a guy like Nook Logan and Alex Sanchez are doing steroids, too. So if the guys at the very top are doing it and the guys at the very bottom are doing it, probably tells you everybody's doing it, but it still doesn't change the fact that cheating is trying to get that edge. And this is just the Astros saying it worked in 2017. We banged the garbage can.
But this is
so now we're going to get a little more technical.
But it's organizational cheating.
But hold on. The fact that it's electronic, I don't think changes anything. Cheating's cheating.
I disagree.
I just wanted to make sure. Like, no, it's the difference between enhancement and outright knowing what pitch is coming. I just think that's the line of delineation. Look. The question is, am I more upset about the 19, potential 19 allegations than I am the 17 that they were just punished? Sure. But we also probably have to bring up 2018 when they were caught in the Indians' dugout with a cell phone camera And then the Red Sox said, hey, what the hell happened? We're about to play them. And then they caught him in the media credential section with a camera. He didn't have a credential. Like, this is now bigger than 17, and this is now the possibility of 3 years and the possibility of maybe the biggest cheating scandal in modern sports. So I just feel differently about this one. You know, steroids are not.
All right, let's shift to football. We'll start with the game in Kansas City, the line 7.5, the Titans and the Chiefs. Where do you see this game? I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, stats, trends. The one thing that I pointed out that I think was pretty interesting, you know, Kansas City scores over 50 against Houston. Teams that score 50 in the postseason are 1-6 against the spread the following week. I thought that was pretty interesting. You?
Did we lose Mike?
No, I'm right here, guys.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. No, I didn't even realize teams had scored 50 seven times in NFL history. I couldn't name them. But, no, I think when you look at it, like the Titans might be the 07 Giants, right? They might just be this miracle team where they had a lousy record and they don't look that great, but they go 3-for-3 road games and get to the Super Bowl. I just think this is Kansas City's year. This is their team. You know, we all forgot about them because of the light show that the Ravens were, and we're all enamored with Kyle Shanahan's flat brim. But they've had the best defense since week 11. Last week they fall behind 24-0. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. We thought it was going to be another Andy Reid choke job, and how did it pan out? They're just that good, man. And it's the Titans, 14 points to beat the Patriots and 14 passes to beat the Ravens. Neither of those are sustainable. So I just can't buy that Tannehill's going to go have to throw it 30 times. Henry will get 100, but is it going to get $170, $180, $200? I doubt it. And I think the Chiefs put you in a position where if you have to punt 3 or 4 times in an afternoon, you could be down by 20. So it might be a sucker's play. I went 4-1 last weekend, and I had the favorites. I'm doing it again here. I'm taking Kansas City. I love the Titan story, but This is it. Like, this is Kansas City's year, right? It's got to be.
No, and I agree with you. But what about the other game? Can I sell you, Mike? And I don't know where you're at right now, but if the Packers utilize Aaron Jones more, and Devontae Adams is a heck of a lot better than the last time he played the Niners, and yep. Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers we saw in the last two throws against Seattle, could I sell you into the Packers not only covering, but going into San Francisco and beating the Niners?
Not me, no. Because the one non-negotiable is up front. I mean, what Frisco did to the Niners in week 12, or excuse me, what the Niners did to Green Bay in week 12, you can't work your way around that. I mean, they just bullied them on both sides of the ball. And here's the other thing. You're right. Hey, hand it to Aaron Jones more. He's a great running back. The problem is the Niners don't really let you run it. The last 3 weeks, I think they've held people to 77 yards a pop. And overall on the year, look, this defense is for real. My fear is, last week, if you were betting on the Packers, you were betting on the better team. If you bet Seattle, you were betting Russell Wilson. And you believed that the unicorn factor was greater than the better team, right?
Mm-hmm.
This week, Green Bay has turned into Seattle. If you're betting on the Packers,
that's a great point.
You're saying Aaron Rodgers' greatness is what is going to overcome the 6 or 7 football things I'm going to lay out for you. Like when you saw the Niners line up and go, look, we don't have to do it. We're just going to do it. We're gonna call 13 straight runs, and we are going to hit you with a garbage can repeatedly. Like, they basically tossed Minnesota down the stairs. That is stuff you can't negotiate. So I worry that they're going to control the TOP. They're going to be the ones who run the ball. They're going to be able to get very physical with Aaron Rodgers. And it's like, okay, if Rodgers ends up on the wrong side of the TOP – and on the wrong side of the scoreboard, and they become one-dimensional, I can't say that team's going to go and win the game. Now, they may cover Reeks. I may look stupid. But I think Frisco's just that good. I really do.
I think Frisco should be more of a favorite, you know, if you're going to pick between the two games, than Kansas City. I just think they're that much better than Green Bay.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, Stone, it's not the sexy thing ever to take favorites. It's not. It's not like, oh, my God, oh, wow, real hot take. No, I'm with you. I think you have two teams that are superior to their two opponents. I view it that way. Like, you watch these teams and you go, mother of God, you don't want to line up against these guys.
The only thing in the other game, the Kansas City game, I mean, Chris Jones probably won't come back. Humphreys will be back, so their passing attack might be a little better, and that could open things up a little bit even more for him.
There's no doubt. And you know what? Maybe I'm just denying reality. Like I said, maybe they're the 07 Giants. They have the ability in this three-game window to stick to their game plan, do what they need to do. They're going to get unprecedented production from their running game and get those moments, whether it's a pick six, whether it's a block punt, whether it's a drop pass by the opponent. I can't bank on that stuff. And I can't bank on Arrowhead hosting their first AFC title game since Hank Stramer on the sidelines. It's here. Like, it's got to be here. It's just, this is it. You mean to tell me they know what Tennessee's going to do? I got to believe they find a way with the scoreboard to limit what Tennessee's going to do on the ground. Because if you're in the trail position, which they haven't been in the playoffs yet, you can't run the ball. And if they can't do that almost exclusively, I think they're dead.
If Reed loses another home conference championship game, he lost to two in Philly, including the last game at the Vet, I think they'd make a coaching change.
Here, how about this one? You ready for this? Reed needs this game more for his legacy than Aaron Rodgers does for his.
Absolutely.
And Rodgers needs this game.
He does need this game.
He's got to get another Super Bowl, at least appearance. So, yes, I agree with you. It would be unfathomable for them to lose. We're talking just cover. Oh, if they lose this game, forget about it. I don't even know what to tell you.
I think Eric Bieniemy would be the next coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mike, thanks very much.
Mike.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, Mike Valenti, 2-6 right here on 97.1 The Tick.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.